Wednesday night, or Le Yud Dalid Sivan Tov Shinayan Dalid Var Halacha and Chodesh Halvados. Let's say, can you give your wife tzitzis, to make tzitzis for you, to tie them and to put them on the talus? Maybe she knows how to do the tchelas chutim and you don't. Maybe Islam you can't, and she's good at everything. So, can you let a woman tie tzitzis? So Tosfos says yes, that the miut of Bnei Yisrael is only to goyim, non-Jews, but not to women. The Maram says that the miut of Bnei Yisrael below goyim also includes below Bnos Yisrael. Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a general rule that's extrapolated from Tefillin that you can't create the object of a mitzvah that you're potter from, and therefore they can't put on tzitzis because they're potter from tzitzis. The Shulchan Aruch paskins they could. The Ramah says that l'chatchila you should have a man do it, not a woman. The Mishnah Berurah only brings down the reason of the Maram that Bnei Yisrael is Mamayit Bnos Yisrael also. In the Bir Halacha he says that he doesn't bring down the reason of Rabbeinu Tam because most of the Poskim only bring down the Maram's reason, and there's actually a difference. There got to be a cotton. If a cotton can put the tzitzis on, if you were going with Rabbeinu Tam reason, then a cotton also cannot put on tzitzis onto the beged. But if you go with the reason of the Maram that there's a meat of Bnei Yisrael below Bnos Yisrael, then a cotton is not mamuot from that. So the Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah only brings down the Maram's reason, but then in the Bir Halacha he says, you know, you're going to be machmir, maybe it's probably better not to have a cotton put on your tzitzis onto the talus. We're talking about now tying it, putting it into the beged and tying the knots. Okay. We'll answer questions in a different forum. What was the question? What? A guy certainly can't. That's a Gemara that a guy can't. Okay, Shir number 16 of Chavis Halvavos, we're in the Hakdama. He just said that the Chiv of Chavis Halvavos as an absolute Chiv, not as a nice thing, a good Musar Yerushimayim, is logical, and it's also Beferish in the Torah. He's in the middle of showing us how it's beferish in the Torah. Vachakach Heshev es kol avoda el alev el aloshon. But then, besides the specific mitzvahs that we enumerated previously, archovos alavavos, but in general, avodas Hashem is relegated or is assigned to bepicha ubelavavcha. Ki kor veilech ki mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzvahcha hayom lo nifleisim imecho velo recho kohi. So if you've ever learned Tanya, you know that that's a very, very special pasuk. If you didn't learn Tanya, then you don't know, but it still is. So he says, Lubavcha is obviously Lubavcha. Beficha is also, I mean, most of the mitzvos shebepeh, says Lubavcha Lubavcha, I really believe, it's just you have to actually express it verbally, but it's really a mitzvah shebelev that you have to express it verbally. So it's beferish ubishos sifrei hanaviim. So that's the whole Torah is relegated to this formula of it's korav eilecha b'picho b'levavcha ubishos sifrei hanaviim herichu be'inyan at length. Novi is not so much chovas ha Avarim as discussing Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, etc. Veshivu also become a Mekomos, Veinasorach Laviim, Mipnei Shem Rabim V'Yaduim. For Chayvus Halavos, we thought people actually learn Tanakh so that they know that it's so numerous that you don't even have to mention how numerous the Chayvus Halavos are. And then the third leg of his tripod of Chachma. First was Seichel, logic. Second was it's Beferish and Psukim. And the third is the Kasher Hizbar, Lichi of Mitzvah Salavavus Min HaTorah, Kasher Hizbar, Min HaSeichel, Chipasti Ola B'Divrei Razal. then I searched that third omud of knowledge, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, I'll call it Masorah, I found it more explicit in the words of Chazal, meaning in Torah Shebaal Peh, in Gemara, in Medrashim, whatever, more so than, stronger even than my logic led me to understood that Chovos HaLevavos are an actual Chova, and that is Beferish in the Psukim. Kitzoso Bechlal, some things are stated in the Gemara, in general. Kamo Shom Rachmona Liba Boya, a statement that's like really a wide-ranging Yisodos Tikka statement, Rachmona Liba Boya, the Iker is what's going on in your attitude and your motivation and your attitude. That's Rachmona Liba Boya, and that's like such a Makiv Tikka statement that we find that really covers so much of our actions, that's what Hashem is searching for. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah. I think we should be careful when we're getting